Hello.
Hello, that's recording now.
Okay.
So, actually recording. You still
Yeah.
there? Okay. All right, then we'll get cracking if that's okay. We'll just run through these questions that I emailed to you earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm with Matt Appleby of Roth Cardiff. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Okay. And we're just here to talk about your website, Roth Cardiff. Is it .net?
It is .net, yes.
Yes, and the community website that's almost a year old. First off, how did Roth Cardiff begin? What made you get started with creating a community website for Roth?
A couple of us have met through various, through the Cardiff Blogs network, through the social media surgeries, and we found out about the 4AM project through the Talk About Local conference in Cardiff last year. And kind of around involvement in that, three of us, Geraldine, me, and a chap called Ed Walker, who was a local journalist, he suggested he wanted he thought Roth should have a hyperlocal blog because it had a very successful Twitter feed that was working very well, and thought it would be a good idea to do a blog, and the three of us. As I say, around that 4 a.m. project time, thought, yeah, we'll do it. Met together in the Albany pub, which has been our headquarters ever since, and that's how we got started.
And how did you get started with actually creating the thing?
It came from, let's say, from those conversations, just thinking about, firstly, what people were using the Twitter feed for in Roth Cardiff. That had been quite successful, and that was just people kind of sharing news about community events, what was going on, asking questions around sort of people seeing buildings going up or new businesses opening or whatever it might be, and just sort of wanting to find out more information. And we just thought it would be a good kind of place. It's a Roth's a kind of a really lively community. There's lots and lots going on, and you don't always find out what's going on. It's not easy to find out, and we were all thinking that we were missing stuff and that kind of thing, and it would be a good opportunity to just get everything in one place and make it easy for people to find out what was going on.
Okay. And how many regular readers do you have now,
Um,
roughly?
we're averaging sort of between 2,500 to 3,500 a month, we think.
Wow. So pretty large local readership then.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Twitter following's about 3,600. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really know if that's good or bad, really, compared to others. But yeah, it feels like a lot to us.
Okay. And what sort of subjects do you cover? What types of stories do you find yourself covering on the website?
It's all community based, so we try and do any events, try and support local businesses as much as possible. So, new businesses opening, any businesses that want to kind of share news with us. Lots of community organisations choose to share their news through us. It's somewhere that we can. We run a social media surgery for Roth as well, so it was a home for that activity through the site, which has been quite useful. We don't really cover sort of hard news really much. It tends to be, as I say, the sort of more community events, what's going on, people asking questions about, as I say, planning or new things opening. There are a lot of kind of creative projects that run in Roth, and we try and cover a lot of that. So we do a lot of kind of arts coverage of photography projects, gallery openings. There's a festival called Made in Roth that runs annually, so we try and sort of cover that as well. As best we can.
Okay. I mean, are there any particular kind of subjects or areas you wouldn't want to cover, do you think?
We haven't really. I mean, I don't think we're kind of we're equipped to do, as I say, to do hard news really, and we've strayed away from politics. So, for instance, when we had the local elections recently, we covered it by just making sure people knew where the resources were in terms of finding their polling station. We did some posts pointing people at where the main local and regional news organisations were doing their coverage. So, kind of see it as our job really to pull those sources together into one place so that it's easy for people to find them rather than obviously having the resources to cover them ourselves. So we've stayed away from politics and hard news. As I say, we focus on things like arts, food and drink, getting as many people to contribute as we can. So we love getting guest posts, looking at things around Roth that we like. We've got a whole category that's just called likes, which is just, you know, cool stuff that we find as we go around. We'd like to do a little bit more on local history if we can find people to contribute. And then we do our Roth people feature, which is to try and get local people to write a post for us about what they like in the area.
I think that's my favourite category on the website. How did that come about, Roth people?
I can't really remember it. I know it was sort of inspired by the sort of features you see in sort of the Guardian Weekend magazine, of just a kind of tell us a little about yourself and why you like living in the area. And we thought that was a really nice way that we might get people to share some of the kind of undiscovered gems and hints and tips, as well as just finding interesting people and sort of getting people together. Because we were sort of born out of a Twitter feed, we thought we'd set a 140 word limit on it as well, just to try and keep them all to the same length. So we tell everybody to keep it within 140, and they get an extra special gold star if they can do it in exactly 140 words.
Okay. And is it, like you say, Roth Cardiff has quite a sizable editorial team. It's five people at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you feel that brings to the website? What do you think the benefits are of working as part of a team like that?
I think the obvious one is the sharing of the workload in keeping it running, and I think we all keep each other going as well, which has been good, because you feel part of a team doing it. The more of us there are, the more we're likely to know about what's going on, and the more kind of friends and favours we can pull in to help. But I think we've got a reasonable spread of kind of skills to it as well. So Geraldine, Ed and I, who set it up, Ed was a journalist. He's subsequently moved to London. But we then enlisted the help of Hugh, who owned the Twitter feed already. So, you know, that was really useful to kind of bring him in, because he not only ran it, but obviously through running it, knew an awful lot about what was going on in the area and, you know, had a lot of established links. And then subsequently, Nick and Jess have joined. Nick is a designer and sort of technical whiz, so that's been really, really helpful in you know, things like SEO and just keeping the site running, and she's brought some really kind of interesting ideas. And Jess works for one of the local news organizations, so it's really, really helpful having a kind of proper journalist on the team as well. And obviously, you know, great contacts and great at kind of sniffing out stories that we should be covering and that kind of thing.
And I went to your editorial meeting the other night, and in the Albany pub, which I haven't visited in years. I was really impressed with the website analytics reports that Nick circulated. They were just so amazingly detailed about who, you know, how people were finding the website, what they were looking for, what they were reading, or what they wanted to get to once they got there. Yeah. How do you think that's informed the website? Has it informed editorial, or informed any changes to the website in any way since you started producing these?
I think it's helped us with our kind of rudimentary SEO efforts, in terms of understanding where we're getting our traffic from and what people are looking for. In terms of how it affects the editorial, well, it's certainly, you know, we've been very, it's given us the opportunity, I think, to know the words and the kind of keywords we should be using in editorial in order to kind of help our Google ranking, which, given that we're only less than a year old, we've been working quite hard at, in terms of making sure that if people are looking for Roth news, that we're on the kind of first page of Google. And we're really pleased that in the last sort of 2 months, we've arrived there quite near the top. Mm. And I think, you know, you look at what people are looking for, and we always kind of half joke that at the moment it's cake and death. If you look at what's driving the most traffic, there've been a couple of we do a lot about coffee shops because there are a lot of coffee shops in Rome. So cake tends to be a theme, and you know, people are looking for news on what's opening. They're quite small independent businesses that we cover, and quite often they don't have their own website, so people end up coming to us to find out about these businesses. And there have been a couple of kind of there was unfortunately a murder locally at the end of April that we covered. And so, again, I think people were kind of coming to us as a local news source for where to find out more information about that. So, you know, they have been the kind of two big things that are driving traffic to us. So there's lots of other things, obviously, and it definitely kind of informs what we want to go out and cover next in terms of knowing what people are looking for. For example, the kind of, we're seeing a lot of people arriving at our site who are looking for local history. We haven't got much local history content at the moment. So that's one thing we know we need to do more of, because we know that people are out there and they're looking for it.
Okay. And I understand Roth Cardiff is looking at ways of getting revenue just to cover your costs, so hosting and the like. What ways are you looking at achieving this?
It's early days, really. We really like the logo that we had designed for our kind of launch that we use on the site, and so we've got some merchandise done with that on. We've got some very attractive cloth bags designed that feature the logo. We also done a print run of postcards of some of the photography that we all took together to be used on the site. Basically, as a way of having something for when we get invited to go to events and exhibitions and that kind of thing. We've got something to take with us, but also we think we're hoping that that we're going to a craft market locally in Roth at the end of the month to try and sell some of the merchandise and hopefully we can make enough to cover costs. We keep toying with advertising and sort of sponsorship as well, and that's another area that we need to sort out over the summer, I think, because I think we can, we offer it quite cheaply. We're always very positive, about what we like in the area and about local businesses. So it would be great if a couple of them were inclined to kind of help us out, and we can help them out in return.
Mm. Okay. What's been your favourite Roth Cardiff story so far?
I was lucky enough to get invited to the Great Roth Bake Off as a judge. I spent a whole Saturday evening munching away through about 30 different cakes, and then through the indigestion struggled to write that up. So I think that's probably personally my favourite story to have done. We got invited to a local kind of mini festival a couple of months ago, and we took a big map of the area and asked people to just write on a piece of paper something they love about Roth and just pin it onto the board, and then we did a post. Jess very cleverly turned all those pins into virtual pins on a Google map, which I thought, for the sort of site we are, that was another favorite of mine, really, in terms of that kind of sums up what we're about, really, is sort of letting people kind of find those cool things that they love and giving them a platform to share it.
Mm. And what's been the most challenging Roth Cardiff story to tell so far, and why?
Well, we've sort of steered away from challenging stories, really. And as I said, there have been some big news stories, notably the murder that happened a couple of months ago. And it is a challenge because, we're not set up to cover these in a kind of in a way that a sort of traditional news outlet would cover them. So we tread quite carefully, but I still think it's important that we do report them, and that as I said, sort of like the sort of political approach, really, covering that story, we just kept. We've got a lot of kind of searches going for Roth, so we're watching stories develop, and we just try and share that. So just pointing people at, in that instance, pointing people at the BBC reports, the Western Mail, or the Wales Online report, the police sort of statements as they were coming out, just so that we're a resource for people to find the news rather than, you know, feeling like we can, that we've got the resources to actually report it ourselves.
And Rose Cardiff will be a year old in September.
It's indeed
first birthday. So how will you be celebrating?
I think we'll have a birthday party.
Yay.
We certainly want to invite as many people that have contributed. We've had, I think, something like 25 Roth people contributions, for instance, and lots of people have been very supportive and helpful. So we want to invite them to our party. We are planning a photography project to run across our birthday weekend, which is the third weekend in September. We're just finalising the details of that as we speak. We're hoping to have our online shop set up as well. So first birthday would be a good time to launch that. And we'll do a few sort of looking back over the year type posts and try and do some of the things that the sort of things you've been asking in terms of, you know, what our favourite stories have been and tell the story of the first year a little bit if we can.
And what's in store for the future for Roth Cardiff?
That's a good question. I mean, I think we want to do more of the same. I think we've built, I think, quite a nice following over this first year. We've all thoroughly enjoyed it because it's kind of got us out and about and into the community a lot more than we probably would have. And you know, I think everybody that's been involved in it has felt that. So we want to do more of that. We'd like to get the kind of the merchandise side up and running a bit more, try and get closer to some of the local businesses and venues that are out and about around Roth. So that we can just kind of cover more events and share more people's news. And we'd love to see more and more people from Roth feeling that they can contribute, they can write guest posts, they can come to us with ideas of projects that we can help them with, just so that, so that we're a kind of hub for that kind of thing happening as well.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to add that you feel you haven't said yet?
I think I've talked for long enough of it.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll stop recording this then, if that's the case.